Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I am your host, Keith Henry. I am a naturopath, and we welcome you to our first show. Today, we're going to be discussing what we will call our State of the Union Health and Wellness Care Address. I think you might be quite surprised just how much in terms of dollars and cents healthcare costs you personally and the country, that is all of us, in general. We hope that you enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Again, this is your host, Keith Henry. Today we decided to talk about the state of our health care from a financial perspective. Let's start off by looking at a few statistics. Did you know that in 1997, we spent $1 trillion on health care? That's right, $1 trillion with T. Now, right now, it costs the United States health care system about $147 billion every year just to treat obesity. It costs another $116 billion each year just to treat diabetes. And it costs hundreds of billions of more dollars to treat cardiovascular disease and the many types of cancer that have been linked to the so-called Western diet. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 75% of U.S. healthcare spending goes to treat, quote, preventable chronic diseases, end quote, including those that are linked to diet. Again, a recent study found that obesity is responsible for 30% of the increase in healthcare costs in the last 20 years. Now, this goes back to people just simply eating more than the body can handle. And combine that with lack of exercise, lack of drinking sufficient amounts of water, and then you have a situation akin to the one that we have right now. Let's look a little closer at obesity. Now, there was an analysis conducted to project the healthcare costs and what it will cost by the year 2018 for obesity-related medical expenses. And this analysis found that by the year 2018, obesity-related medical expenses will top $344 billion. Current estimates suggest that in just 10 years, 43% of Americans will be obese if obesity continues to rise at the current rate. Now, according to Reed Tuscan of the United Health Foundation, an average healthy adult in 2018 will incur about $5,855 in medical expenses a year. Now, that's an average healthy adult by the year 2018. So, if you and I are considered healthy, or the average healthy adult in this country, we will be spending $5,855 a year in medical expenses. Now, an obese person will sustain about 42 more in medical expenses in the same year. So, if obesity rates continue to rise at the current rate, maybe the state of Colorado would be about. It would be the only state with at least 70% of its residents at a healthy weight. Now, in 1998, medical spending on obese people was half of what it is today. It could more than double in the next decade, accounting for more than 20% of overall medical expenses. Now, of the three primary diseases related to both smoking and obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, $1.8 trillion a year is spent treating them. Let me say that again. Of the three primary diseases related to smoking and obesity, i.e. diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, almost $2 trillion a year, that's $1.8 trillion a year, is spent treating them. Now let's look a little closer at diabetes. According to a study published in the December issue of Diabetes Care, the number of Americans with diabetes will double from 23.7 million in 2009 to 44.1 million in 2034. 23.7 million to 44.1 million. Consequently, the cost associated with treatment and care for diabetics will triple from $45 billion in 2009 to $171 billion in 25 years. Now, this is incredible. Incredible. What is happening with our healthcare system? We spend billions and billions and billions of dollars a year, and no one or very few people are getting better. We are treating diseases, but we are not going or we're not looking at the root cause of what's causing these diseases in the first place. If the spending that we're doing is increasing year after year after year after year, then that means we have to conclude that the current healthcare system is not working. We have to conclude that.